You also mentioned the issue of early detection. I know transvaginal sonography and tumor markers have been looked at.
There's a lot of work being done in that regard. CA-125 has proven not to be useful by itself because there's so many false positives. Where we're faced with an issue in screening for this disease, first of all, it's relatively uncommon. It starts to take off in postmenopausal women, and the incidence in postmenopausal women is 1 in 2,500. So you have to screen 2,500 women to pick up one case of ovarian cancer. So you have to have both sensitivity and specificity. You don't want to miss any ovarian cancers. That would be the sensitivity, but you also have to have a very high specificity, which means that you have very few false positives. For example, if some tests said that this specificity was 95%, that sounds sort of good, but the reality is that's 5% of the time you'd be wrong, and 5% of 2,500, you'd be doing an awful lot of unnecessary laparotomies to try to pick up one case of ovarian cancer. So it's a numbers game that is very difficult, and so we need very specific tests that don't make us operate on a woman unnecessarily because we think she has ovarian cancer. So CA-125s by themselves, if you just walk down the street here and measure CA-125s, then you'd have to operate on at least 70 women to pick up one case of ovarian cancer, and that's certainly not useful because you'd run the risk of actually doing more harm than good. So people are looking at now serial CA-125s, for example, that you don't act upon an individual CA-125. If it's elevated, you measure it again in 6 months and see if it's still going up. And that type of algorithm may be useful. It's still being tested. People are also looking at other markers, other biomarkers instead of CA-125, and panels of biomarkers are being studied and looked at. Again, right now, there's no evidence that they are useful. And finally, people are also looking at proteomics, which is looking at the protein fragment patterns in the blood of patients who may have the disease. And while there was some flurry of excitement, the proteomic pattern may be more sensitive and specific, but that has not yet been confirmed. So yes, there's a lot of work being done on earlier detection, but right now there's no technique that is proven to be useful.